Good morning. It's time for me to do this correctly instead of stumbling over my own teeth. Let's try that again. Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today joining us is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
I'm so glad to see you today. You always bring a smile into the place, even on a crummy day.
Well, fantastic.
Now, you said we're going to be talking about brush control, and since it's you and not me, I'm assuming it's not the kind that, you know, making sure that my braid is nice and neat. We've got out there brush control.
Yes, right. We're talking about trees and brush and shrubs and that kind of stuff that maybe are invading pastures and some of those kind of things.
So, giant man-eating tumbleweeds.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, here in eastern Kansas, brush is really a major concern, and we have several species that are really kind of top the list, okay? And those would be like locust and hedge and dogwood, elm, cedar, buckbrush, brambles, and even sumac. All those are really our brushy type species.
What about those miserable pears?
Well, they are a concern too, especially you get here closer to Ottawa. Those are an invasive weed that we definitely do need to take care of. Okay, that's something we probably need to be controlling.
Future topic.
We can talk about that, you bet. But here it seems like what we do is, rather than focus on preventing brush from happening, we take the approach that, well, once it gets there, then I'll do something about it. And I wish it was the other way around, because it would be much easier, much more cost effective to do it when it's just starting rather than when once you have a pasture full of brush. So some of the ways that we can do it, you know, herbicides are an excellent way to control brush. They provide us many different methods. We can use herbicides soil applied. We can use them cut stump, basal bark, and even foliar control methods for control. So it's kind of like when you're selecting a herbicide, which one do I use? Because it's kind of like a weed in a crop field. Not all weeds are killed by one herbicide. Some of them are more susceptible to other herbicides than others, and that's kind of what we want to think about when we are spraying, you know, our pastures for brush control. But thank goodness, most of our brush species are susceptible to herbicides, but we need to use them properly, and we need to use the right herbicide. So when you're using herbicides, we always want to read the label and then apply according to what the label says. Now, as a general rule of thumb, brush is most susceptible to foliar applications of herbicides just after they reach that full leaf stage in the spring. So that's now, okay? So most of our tree species, now would be a good time to spray those. The reason is herbicides applied now when that leaf is fully enlarged and still active, the plant's actively growing, it will receive that herbicide, take it through the root system, and kill the plants. But you know, there is a problem. Not all brush species play by these rules, and not all brush species leaf out and are at full leaf at the same time. So we really need to think about that when we are making applications. We need to know when they are at full leaf and when they are most susceptible. So I'll give you some examples. Buckbrush is usually in full leaf by late April, early May, and it's pretty good, pretty easily controlled during the month of May. We can even use something like 2,4-D to kill buckbrush during the month of May. Whereas hedge trees and most of our other brush species, tree species, they don't really leaf out and in full leaf until here in early June. So that's when we would kill most of our brush tree species. However, blackberries, they don't play by the rules at all. They're most susceptible to herbicides in early to mid-June. This is after the plants have already dropped their flower petals. So that's well after the full leaf stage. Another brush species, that sumac, It's another one that we typically don't want to spray too early. We want to spray it in mid to late June as well if we really want to get control. So knowing when to make a herbicide application and using the correct herbicide for the species that we're trying to kill, you know, that's really, really critical. So if anybody has any questions about brush control or that kind of thing, if they want to give me a call at 828-4438, we can have that discussion. And until next time, I think we need to be thankful for the rainfall that we got this week, and also stay safe.
Outstanding. It's almost like a medication, basically. When do you take it during the day? Make sure you're not cross-dosing something.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're doing the most good and the least harm.
Yep.
Except to cedars. We can harm those all we want.
Yeah. And we don't need to use herbicides on them. We can cut them at the ground and cut them below the bottom green limb, and they don't re-sprout.
All right. And then they smell nice when you turn the posts into a porch swing.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.